You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Just when you think the weeks can't get any more insane, they do. Welcome to this week's edition of the Battleground America Insane Things podcast. I'm Tara Servatius, your host. On Fridays, if you're new, we do this once a week. Wrap up the week that was by running down only the most insane things that we've never seen before. Not in our lifetimes, not in world history. So it's insane that I can do this every week. It shows you the times we live in. Okay, let's dive right in. Insane thing number four. As I record this, and this just broke, so I expect the numbers to go higher, the Times of Israel reporting at least the top 20 Iranian commanders killed. Folks, that includes the number two in charge in Iran, who's always the head of Iran's military, gone, and the other 18 behind him. Be interesting to see if the Ayatollah makes it out of the weekend alive. Whatever the case, this morning, Iran formally withdrew from the scheduled nuclear talks. Those were supposed to go down on Sunday with the United States. The Trump administration's official position is that this is Israel's doing. They acted alone, officially. But Trump also made a point to say this morning that he gave Iran a 60-day ultimatum and, quote, today is day 61. You see how that's going for them. Now they have perhaps a second chance, he said, unquote. Again, that assumes that the Ayatollah lives long enough to, and I'm not sure nuclear talks-wise what really there is to talk about at this point, but, you know, they could talk about something. Israel hit all of the nuclear sites in Iran, they say, more than 100 locations, including assassinating, of course, the top generals, the military scientists. It looks like they want to completely wipe out the program. The question is whether they're also going to completely wipe out the leadership, finally setting these poor Iranian people free. And officially ending Operation Ajax. Wait, what's that? Iran is yet another country we've enslaved. They haven't had a real election since the 1950s when our CIA decided they knew better than the Iranian people and led Operation Ajax to overthrow, it was a coup, their last true duly elected leader, reinstalling the monarchy and setting up the revolution that would lead to the Shah. We were knee-deep in that, too. In the CIA's infinite wisdom, we created the world's foremost sponsor of terror, with countless death and destruction. You know, typical CIA coup stuff. Over the last couple of weeks, because Iran's been in the news, the kids and I, and this is worth doing, it's very interesting, went back and we're looking at pictures of Iran, the streets of Iran, the shopping malls of Iran, the women of Iran. In the 30s, the 20s, the 40s, they look like us. In fact, if you didn't know it was Iran, you'd think it was the U.S. Had we merely left them the heck alone, odds are Iran today would probably be a democratic nation, as democratic as any Islamist country can be, that would likely be an ally of ours. Think Jordan. A recent poll showed a full 80% of the population doesn't want the Ayatollah, does not want a theocratic leadership. Had Trump won a second term, they probably wouldn't have one. I was saying at the time Trump was on the verge of ending the Ayatollah's rule through the toughest ever sanction regime ever put by America on any country. The people were literally already in the streets when Trump left office. They were hungry. I don't mean that rhetorically. I mean, they literally were hungry. They're on the verge of overthrowing their government. But as Democrats do, Barack Obama did the same thing. Think pallets of cash sent to Iran. Democrats came into office in the form of Joe Biden and propped up the dictatorship. Biden would prop up that dictatorship with an infusion of cash, $300 billion plus, $40 billion of it in actual hard cash that he unfroze, and the rest in sanctions relief so that Iran could go on selling oil. Now, what was so outrageous was after the Ayatollah, on his X feed, issued a fatwa calling for the death of Trump. That's a death sentence. It calls on all loyal Muslims to attempt to kill him as a religious duty, and everyone around him, too. They did try, sending not one, not two, but three assassins, all of which we have in custody. Now, you'd think that'd be enough for Joe Biden to reimpose the sanctions that Trump had put on Iran, but no. Are you kidding? Iran and the Democrat Party were too busy in the streets of America. See, Iran is one of the three entities that the Democrat Party is merging with. The other two are China and the cartels. I've covered all of that here on the podcast. By the end of the Biden administration, Iran was an ally, not of America's, of the American Democrat parties, meaning Iran was an ally of ours when they were in power. And they sure didn't mind Iran trying to kill Trump. I'll get to that in a minute. They were so casual about this relationship that John Kirby, I'll never forget this, folks. I can't play this enough times. John Kirby, spokesperson for Joe Biden, admitted that Iran was funding the violent anti-Semitic street marches by the Democrat grassroots. In fact, I have no doubt some of that pallets of cash, some of that $300 billion that Joe made sure Iran had ended up back in those street protests. Here's Kirby admitting this. This is jaw-dropping, but it shows you the extent of the fusion between Iran, its dictatorial murderous regime, and the Democrat Party.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
That's a party that feels so confident that it will always win that it doesn't even hide that it's merging with America's worst enemy. Worse yet, Biden didn't even resume sanctions after the Ayatollah threatened to kill Trump and then tried three times, sending three separate assassins. That, folks, that clearly, and I've done podcasts on this before, that clearly conveys to Iran, wink, wink, nod, nod, hey, if you knock this Trump guy off, we'd be eternally grateful. That's how bad it got. Folks, do you realize the third Iranian assassin was arrested by the FBI as he tried to flee the country on July 12th? Think what happened on July 13th? Butler. The Butler assassination. Less than 2 weeks later, the Biden administration would roll out the red carpet for the president of Iran. If it were me and I was president, I'd tell him, yeah, you're totally welcome to come. And I'd have put him in handcuffs the second he hit U.S. soil. But they're Democrats. They're a special brand of evil. Ask yourself this, too. Why would Iran want to assassinate Donald Trump at the time, a man who was not president, but not the man, Joe Biden, who was president? Because Iran sees the Democrat Party as a natural ally. That left Trump trying to survive in his own country and demanding to know why won't Biden threaten some kind of retaliation toward Iran for the attempted assassination and the assassination threats.
And I can say that if I were president and somebody was being threatened, openly threatened, like they've threatened me, I would say, if you do that, even if this was an opponent who I disliked, if you do that, we will obliterate your entire country, and it would all stop. But they wouldn't make that statement. They won't make that statement.
In an attempt to stay alive after he was elected, you probably remember the part where Trump had to promise Iran, look, if you assassinate me, don't think because I'm dead, you're not going to end up dead too. Folks, this is what he had to do to stay alive after what the Democrats built Iran into. And think about it this way. It wasn't just about Trump, although that enough is enough to go to war with them. It wasn't just about Trump. Iran operates primarily through proxies, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. And we even caught the Houthis receiving high-tech drone equipment from Iran. Two Navy SEALs, in fact, died intercepting it. Not that Joe Biden was going to sanction Iran for that either. He doesn't care. But, folks, one of the most remarkable things here is that they hit either our cargo ships or our naval ships in the Red Sea. 20% of world trade goes through there, including ours. They were hit by the Houthis 236 times. Joe Biden responded just 3 times. Now, imagine for a moment, if you will, the Houthis. And folks, I mean, on Biden's watch, with his funding, Iran and Biden managed to resurrect piracy. We've never actually seen piracy. Our Navy was founded, our U.S. Navy, to combat Islamic piracy. Again, something we haven't seen in a long time, revived. Why were the Houthis hitting us, the British cargo ships, our Navy? Because they're Muslim, and we're not. It was jihad. Then it was cool with the Democrats. It was fine. It was good. So, I mean, folks, imagine this. October 7th, hang gliders. Except this time, Hamas has nuclear material. Maybe dirty bombs tucked in suitcases. Picture the Houthis hitting us with drones and missiles carrying nuclear material. Because that's where we were headed. Bottom line, folks, if Israel didn't do this, we were going to have to do it. The next Republican candidate for president and the one after that can't be dodging Iranian assassins. We've long since been at war with this country. And it is a fitting end to what the CIA started with Project Ajax and a cautionary tale, too. The CIA messing around usually causes a big mess. Speaking of which, the CIA took a big hit, too, both in Iran, but also in Congress, which brings us to insane thing number 3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, rooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I say in Congress, because the way that the CIA has done this evil all over the world, and folks, you got to understand something. CIA is not like the series Homeland. It's not a bunch of patriots. They were long since purged from the CIA. No, the CIA is a supernatural organization tethered only to America by funding. It has its own foreign policy. It functions as a country. And unfortunately, the installation of John Ratcliffe by Donald Trump over the CIA has not changed that. In fact, I'd say he's gone dark. He's now refusing to fire anybody, never mind that critical parts of the Russia collusion hoax, which he claimed to oppose, but who knows, came out of the CIA. No, it's worse than that. While 1,200 CIA employees took Trump's buyout, other than that, so far, Ratcliffe is refusing to fire anyone. So we actually have a fire we need to put out inside the CIA. But the CIA is very much part of the Iran story. By the way, the Arab Spring, it was the same thing, just going through country after country after country with the CIA running color revolutions, very much like they did in Ukraine, and installing essentially dictators who answer to them. Well, how did they do that? They don't roll up in their CIA flak vests with CIA on the side and do it. No, they rely on the bastion of all evil in the world, USAID, where the funding for so many of our enemies comes from. In fact, I'm not sure if we would have enemies if the CIA wasn't running money to sponsor all of them through USAID, which is why this is the other bookend. Yesterday, an amazing thing happened in Congress, a thing that even Thomas Massie out of Kentucky admits he's never seen before. Quote, first time I've ever seen us cut spending in my life. Yep, Donald Trump's $9.4 billion rescission bill defunds NPR and PBS, but most importantly, chops about $8 billion out of USAID. USAID, so stark raving evil that it was running foreign policy in opposition to the actual policy of the United States, for instance, in Afghanistan, where they were funding the Taliban poppy farms. Well, the problem is those poppy farms funded the fighters and the IEDs that blew the legs off and killed our troops, wounded our troops. You ever see those Wounded Warrior commercials? You know, the ones where we're building them houses and stuff? Yeah. Who paid to have their legs blow off? Odds are USAID. In fact, they sent them $200 million just to modernize their poppy fields. Another $2 billion funneled from USAID to the Taliban in the years after the collapse of Afghanistan. It's outrageous. We spent 20 years and 2,000 casualties fighting those people. Former National Security Council Director Robert Greenway put it this way on Fox News.
And the worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've given $1.7 billion, the Biden-Harris administration, to the Taliban since the disastrous withdrawal in 21. We've given $7.9 billion to Iraq, whose militias on the government payroll have attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria almost without stop on Iran's behalf. And we just approved $6 billion in U.S. cash going from accounts in Qatar to the Islamic Republic, who's responsible for all this and supports both Hezbollah and Hamas.
Add to the USAID's list of accomplishments $2.3 billion to Hamas after October 7th. Not directly, of course, but Hamas runs Gaza. So when you give the money to a Hamas NGO, you're giving it to Hamas. Yeah, if you ever wondered how on earth could those poor people who just live in such drudgery afford to launch all those rockets back at Israel? Well, USAID. So for this 48-hour period, you know, they say there's some years where nothing happens and then there's weeks where years happen. This 48-hour period really puts a bookend on, ends the horrible legacy of USAID and the CIA regime change at some level in the Middle East. It's really exciting to see the beginning of it. Now, we've got to keep our fingers crossed because This first Trump rescission bill in Congress, again, killing the funding for about a quarter of USAID, NPR, and PBS. It passed by only two votes. Pray it gets through the Senate. The good news is that there is 11 more rescission bills to come. This would prove that Congress can actually cut something. And if we stop funding these people, gosh darn, we might not even have enemies. Whatever the case, it should be nice if we could defund the rest of USAID. That way, we won't be funding the people trying to kill Donald Trump. And folks, that's not an exaggeration. $9 million went from USAID to an al-Qaeda front group. They were trying to take over Syria at the time. You'll notice that they accomplished that. The only thing standing in their way was Bashar Assad, who'd bravely fought terror and the Muslim Brotherhood in that country. It's now a giant terror training camp. And guess what happened this week, by the way? Did you see this? The world leader of al-Qaeda threatened to kill Donald Trump. They'll have plenty of time to plot and plan that from their new safe house in Syria, paid for with your tax dollars funneled through, yeah, say it with me, USAID. The doors of that place need to be permanently chained shut. Insane thing number two, fun with polling. Well, for us, not for the Democrats. Folks, so many polls this week showed just how done the Democrat Party is. This was my favorite because it was NBC's poll. Want to know what the support level is for the Democrat Party right now? 27% approval rating among registered voters. You've got to go all the way back to 1990 to find the Democrat Party that low. It is an all-time low, by the way, in NBC News polling. Just 7% said their view of the Democrat Party. 7%? Is very positive, which, folks, sounds about right to me. Here's the problem they face, y'all. One thing Democrats have learned over the decades is they can take an incredibly, incredibly unpopular position and make the American people adopt it in about two decades. The key test case for this, Exhibit A, gay marriage. Go back and look around 1999, year 2000, at the gay marriage support level in the American people. It was one of those 80-20 issues on the 20% approval side. Remember, Barack Obama had to run as against gay marriage. But they continued on, getting a few points every year until here we are. That's why they just don't give up. Historically, they've been able to get what they want if they just wear the American people down enough. Well, there's a caveat there, and it showed up in polling this week. That's if they maintain iron-fisted control of the message, i.e. the media. In the era of X, they just can't. They can't hide who they are. Despite their doubling and tripling down on 80-20 issues, which when they control the media usually works for them, things are going in the opposite direction. Listen to this. New Gallup poll out this week shows that less than half of Democrats now support men in women's sports. That is a 10% drop in Democrat support for males in female sports. The more they educate, and I put that in air quotes, the more approval sinks. Just 45% of Democrats, again, now think men should play on women's sports teams. That is not a majority. It's going in the wrong direction. Democrats don't know what to do. And folks, they made up for slipping media influence with iron-fisted control by the FBI, but they don't have that anymore, and they don't know what to do. Insane thing number one. After years of assuring us that no one is above the law, Democrats in LA are rioting because they want to be above the law. Alternating this week between a set of lies that goes something like this. What violence? There's no violence. And we only resorted to violence because we were angered when you called in the National Guard to deal with our violence. That isn't really violent. Oh, and also, as Karen Bass threatened, stop the ICE raids in California and the violence that we're not really doing, but we also are doing, will stop. And the whole country was treated to the spectacle of the protesters waving not American flags, because screw you, no Mexican flags, which I've been arguing all week is actually not a bad optic for the Democrats, because the intended audience here is not America. It's not Americans. It's the 50 million shadow nation inside America that they hope to one day amnesty. But if they can't, well, they play the long game, because all those people, or a lot of them anyway, are having children, more and more children every single year. And they hope eventually, as those American-born children begin to vote, they'll remember the Democrat Party. They'll remember that one time, one day, the Democrats offered them sanctuary, promised to stand beside them and repel federal forces that wanted to remove them with violence. This is their last great hope. This is their long-term strategy. They don't really have one right now besides this. So this was a campaign to induce people, please, not to take Trump's offer of a free ticket back home, plus $1,000 to spend once you get there. Please don't leave. Come behind enemy lines, that is to say, blue sanctuary state lines or city lines, and hide with us. We'll protect you. That was the actual campaign Americans watched this week. It was audacious. We've never seen anything like it. A political party that hates us so much, they brought in 50 million replacement voters, and they're trying to help them stay. The reason for these conflicts was because they began to panic that Trump's deportation efforts might actually chase what they, you know, believe to be their future voters out of the country. So if it seemed bizarre this week, it was only because it wasn't targeted at you. You're an American. But what did we actually see this week in LA? It wasn't what you were told. If you work and you can't pay super ultra close attention to the news, what you probably think happened was that I showed up, rolled up on a Home Depot and some garment district sweat houses and rounded up illegal immigrants just working there, just trying to make a living. It was so sad, but that's not what happened at all. That's what they told us happened, though. And of course, enraged by what they saw, activists had no choice but to take to the street and surround that building, trapping federal agents inside. But what actually happened this week was Democrats sending a highly violent message to Donald Trump that he received loud and clear. His ICE raids are getting a little too good. See, they weren't raiding that Home Depot. No, they were using the parking lot as a staging area for their actual raid. Raid of what? A string of cartel-owned garment businesses that are used to launder money. How much money? They think about $80 million that flow to the Mexican and Colombian cartels. The warrants they were executing weren't immigration warrants. They were criminal warrants. Wait a minute. You telling me that dozens and dozens and dozens of ICE raids, yes, they've been going on for weeks, in fact, months in LA, but they wait till this particular raid when Trump goes deep into the nerve center of the Democrat Party's joint operations with the cartels? That's the one they got violent over? Yeah. As Tom Homan, Trump's deportation czar, explained on Fox News, what they were doing through those businesses was laundering money that the cartels had made on human trafficking and drugs. See where the Democrats are upset? I'm telling you, folks, the Democrat Party is fusing with our worst enemies on earth. The cartel is one of them. Folks, this is literally the Democrats going to street war for the cartels because the Trump administration has struck a little too close to home. They are actually unraveling real cartel human trafficking operations, not just some maids working as seamstresses, as Gavin Newsom claimed. He knows he's lying. Here's Homan explaining this on News Nation.
Were there public safety threats in the Fashion District and at that Home Depot in these raids we've seen?
The Fashion District wasn't an immigration raid. It was a service of three criminal warrants at locations based on a large criminal conspiracy that ICE have been investigating that has to do with money laundering, tax evasion, and customs fraud, where a company underdeclared over $80 million in goods, failed to pay $17 million in fees. And it's part of an overall conspiracy on numerous businesses. Some of this money is being laundered in Mexico, Colombia, the fund cartel activity. So this was a criminal investigation that they all responded to in the beginning. That's how it all started. But the facts never got out. Even though we put the facts out, the media didn't cover it. They just said immigration raids, and we're separating families and all the negative information we hear all the time.
No, they're dismantling cartel trafficking networks. They're separating cartels from the Democrat Party. That's why they picked that raid to go wild. Now, here's the jaw dropper, and you won't find this in any of the mainstream media. It was in an investigative article by the UK Daily Mail called Here Comes the Cavalry about the LA riots. Exclusive, they write, inside the secret LAPD club of Gavin Newsom's nightmares, and their evidence a riot crisis was waiting to happen. What they did was get entree into Los Angeles Police Department private chat room. There's 8,500 cops on there. They're talking all the time. And here's what they found. When the ICE raid went down and they end up taking people back. And remember, that building was surrounded by violent protesters. Now, keep in mind, these are people who are setting things on fire. These federal agents were very much in danger. So what do? They call the LAPD. This is what set the whole thing off with the guard. Well, the LAPD didn't come, abandoned them, ignored their 911 calls for 2 hours. Listen to this. Members expressed alarm, talking about LAPD, at LA Mayor Karen Bass, a Democrat, for taking command of their control room. So this is the LAPD dispatch control room, and delaying the deployment of officers and putting federal agents and the public in danger. They accused the media outlets of one-sided coverage of the protests, focusing on heavy-handed policing while overlooking the threat that some of the violent activists posed to cops and the public. And they say that they cannot handle the crisis exploding in the streets. So listen to what happened here, okay? They wait for the raid. Folks, I wouldn't be surprised. And I can't prove this, but read between the lines here. The cartel handlers, the cartel connections called up the Democrat Party, said, you got to do something, man. They're raiding our money laundering operation. What are you going to do? We brought you your voters. And what happened? They launched the violent protest off this to send Trump a message. Stay away from our smuggling networks or else. And that is why Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A., who's also insane, personally went to the control room to make sure nobody responded to those trapped federal officers. Folks, this could have been a slaughter. And it shows you what we're up against, how far they're willing to go, and how violent they're willing to get. Keep that in mind. As the months roll on, it's going to get a lot worse if they're willing to do this.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options. Motorized options for total convenience. Shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments. All backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.